Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real and welcome everyone. Yes, we had a little delay in today's show, a little technical difficulties, but that's what happens sometimes. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for being here, and thank you for listening. Thank you for your emails to all my dear, wonderful listeners. Reality Spirituality basically is a show about how to remain happy regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what happens to you, regardless of what someone says to you, regardless of what someone does. This show shares with you different ways of thinking, different perspectives, different strategies, different tools, tons and tons of information on how to remain happy, regardless of what happens. And it's interesting because, well, it's interesting to me, because as I was sharing on yesterday's show, Saturday, I had a wonderful guest, Belinda Farrell. If you have a chance, you have to listen to yesterday's podcast, which was, Saturday, June the 1st. You know, I was searching for a feeling, how to feel good. How to feel good when things that just don't happen the way I want them to do, things that don't happen the way I expect. In fact, expectations, eventually, honestly, all of them, they just have to fly right out the window. And this show, Reality Spirituality, shares with you universal laws, universal ways of living, if you will, living or being. But let me first say that there is nothing wrong with you, my dear listener. There is nothing wrong with you. There's nothing you need to fix. There's nothing you need to do other than what you're inspired to do. And so this show is not about fixing you. This show is about just sharing more information. And if it resonates with you, and if it feels good, if it feels like something that you can take and use in your own life, that's what I'm here for. Let me just get some business out of the way really, really quickly. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. You can email me with any comments, suggestions, questions, and you can also email me to ask to join or to be on my mailing list. Last month, I sent out a newsletter, and there's going to be a monthly newsletter. So a couple of days ago, my first ever Reality Spirituality newsletter. And two, next week I will not be live because I am going to Long Island for the book release that I am involved with. There is a book that is entitled, If I Knew Then What I Know Now. And I am a contributing author, and I wrote chapter 3. And chapter 3 talked about a variety of topics. Number One is, what's so important in this life? What are our priorities? And the other thing, I talk about forgiveness and how important that is, and I've discussed that endless on the show, how important it is to forgive. And the reason why we forgive has nothing to do with the other mother person that did something to you, or it has nothing to do with them. It all has to do with lightening up your load. When you are resenting or angry or still digesting and still mulling over what someone did to you, and it still bothers you and you're still focused on that, you're only subtracting from your own happiness. And you know me, I'm into adding to our happiness as opposed to subtracting. And in fact, let me share with you a story that was just last week. I have a girlfriend, and her name is Juanita. And I've known Juanita for almost 20 years, probably 18 years. And we met at the gym. I'm, you know, aerobic instructor, and she's been one of my students for all that time. Well, maybe in the last 5 years, she's been running marathons. And this woman just surpassed me as far as being physically fit. And Juanita and I have developed a really interesting relationship. In fact, I have to say that she is very close to me and one of my best friends. In fact, I don't have a lot of really, 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 really close people in my life. It's just a handful. And she's one of them. And one of the reasons why our friendship is so, it just flows so well is, for one thing, we have never, believe it or not, had a disagreement or an argument about anything. It wasn't anything that I consciously did or she consciously did. It's just our personalities, if you will, and how we just flow with each other. Well, last week I love orchids, and I have orchids in my home. And when the orchids are finished blooming, what I have been doing, and I don't like saying this, but this is the truth, I just throw the plant away because I know that, first of all, I don't know how to grow orchids. Secondly, I know that if I was to wait for another bloom, it would take another year. I just buy another orchid plant. And Juanita asked me a month ago, she says, what do you do with your orchids that no longer bloom? And I said, I throw them away. She says, don't throw them away. I want to grow the orchids. I have the patience. I have the time. Don't throw away the orchids that have not bloomed, that have already bloomed. So I've been giving her my orchids as soon as they stop blooming, and I've just been giving her the plants. And usually we live very close to each other, and usually she just comes by and swings by, and whether I'm here or not, and she picks it up. Well, this particular day, I decided to take the orchid to her, and she works out at a gym that's close to me. So I saw her car, put two of my plants. Put two of my plants on her car. And I left them there. Now, she knew they were for me. And this was on a Wednesday of last week. Now, Wednesday, I didn't hear from her. Thursday, I didn't hear from her. Friday, I didn't hear from her. I knew that she received the plants, but when I say didn't hear from her, she didn't call, we didn't talk. Saturday, she called me to thank me for the orchids. And my question to you, my dear audience, is if you did something nice or did a favor for someone else and you weren't thanked for it, and you weren't thanked for it immediately, or you weren't thanked for it on that day, or you weren't thanked within 24 hours, My question is, would that bother you? Would that upset you? Would your feelings be hurt? Would you not like that? On Saturday when she called, which was 4 days later, when she called me to thank me for the orchids, I honestly forgot all about giving her the orchids. I mean, I know I gave them to her, but I just forgot about when I did. And she said, thank you for the orchids. So my question is, there's so many stipulations and conditions and expectations that I used to put on people. And if they did not meet my expectations or what I thought they should do, they need you to thank me earlier. And guess what? I'm contributing to my own unhappiness. And the other thing, if you really want to do someone a favor or reach out to them or do a kind deed, in all honesty, is a thank you even necessary? Yeah, of course a thank you is nice and appreciated, but is it even necessary? If you don't receive a thank you, is that going to be okay? So that's number one. I thought that was a really, really interesting story to share with you. There are no conditions. You know, the universe loves us, and the universe shines on the serial killer and the Pope. Serial killer and the sinners, and I don't believe in there are any sins. I don't believe there are any mistakes. So I'm saying that. Maybe, just maybe, we can let go of these expectations we have of other people. And when we do, it frees us up to be okay with whatever happens and with whatever they do and whatever they don't do. That's my first story. Oh, I want to invite you to call in if you will. Of course, you can always call in. The number is area code 646-564-9619. And number two, I'm just whizzing through these topics because I actually jotted them down. I had a wonderful caller last week, and her first name, I know it started with an L, but I'm not remembering the full name. And she was a lovely, lovely young woman and told her story about her husband dying 4 years ago, and she's wanting to or feeling like getting out there in the world and dating again. And there was a person in her life, and she was interested, but she was wondering if he was interested. I want to follow up on that if you're listening, my dear listener. And the follow-up is this. When anyone comes into your life, let me just speak for me. When anyone comes into my life, and then you can just take it if it feels good for you. When anyone comes into my life, and when I say comes in, I mean comes in for a little more in a period of time than just hi and hello. There's one thing that I have to do, I must do, in order for me to have a harmonious relationship with them. And that number one thing is accepting them. Accepting them for what they do, accepting them for what they don't do. Anytime that I want them to be different, anytime that I have any expectations, anytime that I don't use my intuition, to feel what type of character a person has. It was interesting because when I was listening to your call last week, I had a feeling, and I don't know if I'm right, but I had a feeling that you were still not trusting this person. And there's a reason that we don't trust someone, or and learn to really pay attention to that sixth sense. But number one, acceptance, accepting of someone else, whether they're close to you, whether you talk to them on the phone every day or not, acceptance and letting them be who they are is the only way to cultivate an honest relationship, in my humble opinion. And accepting someone for who they are, the way they want to behave, what really happens in the relationship is that other person begins to feel comfortable with you. That other person begins to be honest and be able to share things with you honestly, things that you had no idea that they would share. I mean, think about it. If you, I just use my mother as an example. There are certain things, this was years ago, there are certain things that I know that if I talked to my mother about, she wouldn't like. So in reality, I just didn't talk to her about them. And then what happens is when we're in relationships and we are not allowing the other person to be themselves and be who they are without any kind of criticism or judgments from us. And I mean, not only verbally, there's an energy that goes with you if you're not liking this, what their behavior. So the gift is when you accept someone and you accept who they are and they are in your presence and they become comfortable with being accepted, the relationship that forms is the most honest on every scale. When I began accepting my mother for all of the things that she says and all of the things that she does, whether I agree or disagree with them or not, this woman has opened up a lot. She's been sharing a lot of secrets, a lot of things I never even knew about her, because she was able to be, she's able to be free, she's able to be open, she's able to discuss whatever she wants to discuss without being judged or criticized. I don't know, it's a revelation for me, and I'm using it consciously with everyone that I come in contact with. Today's topic, again, is about others getting angry at you, which is really, when you think about it, when I'm angry or if I get angry at someone else because of what they didn't do, then years ago, this would be my first reaction. I would either give them the cold shoulder, I would pout, I would be distant, I wouldn't be as engaging, I would snub them. Does that sound familiar? I didn't know any other way to be. A month ago, I was teaching my cycle class at the gym. You know, I've been teaching aerobics for over 30 years, and one of the classes I teach is cycle or spinning. Spinning cycle, it's the same thing. And while I was teaching the class, the class is in a closed room with windows, so you can see in, and the doors are all glass. And this particular day, the air conditioning wasn't working in the gym. And usually, I keep the doors closed when I'm teaching the class because, number one, the music is blasting. Number two, I'm screaming. Number three, there's music in the gym, and so if I open the doors, it's the people in the gym can hear my music and hear me. But this particular day, the air wasn't working, and I needed to have the doors open because if any of you have taken a spinning class, it gets really, really hot you can be sure that you're dripping with sweat any time you finish a class. So I propped open both of the doors. Well, this just happened to be, 6 o'clock in the morning, and there were not a lot of people in the gym, and so it was quiet. Maybe about 40 people in the gym. And there was a personal trainer that also was conducting a personal training session in the gym, close to where my class was, but outside of the class. And she, her name is Emily, of course that's not a real name, and Emily did not like the fact that the doors were open, that my music was blasting, and then she could hear me in the gym. She was training someone, and so she did not like that, to the point where she came to where my class was. She closed the doors. I propped the doors open, and she, now number one, she did not come and ask me, Rebecca, do you mind if I close the doors? It's a little noisy out here. Nope. She closed the doors. Now, immediately, there are different ways that we all can respond to somebody doing something to us. And this is what I did. I got off my bike. I went to the doors, and I opened them again. I didn't say one word to Emily. I didn't shoot her a scowl. I didn't throw darts at her. I didn't, oh, you bitch, you how rude, how inconsiderate. None of those thoughts crossed my mind. Why? Because, I'm really into remaining happy. Now, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, oh, believe me, she would have had an earful. But on this particular day, she got nothing other than I opened the doors. Now, listen to what happened. 2 weeks after that incident, I get a call from my fitness supervisor. She supervises all of the gyms, which are about 5 or 6, and she calls me and she says, Rebecca, I'm investigating an incident that happened between you and Emily a couple of weeks ago. I was told that Emily wanted to close the doors, and you reopened the doors that she closed, and you started screaming and yelling at her, and everybody in the gym heard you, and you totally humiliated her in front of people in the gym. Did you hear what I just said, audience? I yelled at her. I humiliated her. None of it happened. Oh, yes, I yell. I yell at people in my class, but I don't yell at people. And I don't even know Emily. I just know that, I know that she's a trainer, but I don't know her. Never spoke to her, at all. Now, I'm listening to this because, number one, it was a lie, total fabrication. And number two, now the supervisor is questioning what happened. Jesus. And this is what I said. I said, well, to the supervisor, I said, none of that happened. I've been teaching over 30 years. I do not yell at people, and especially people that are not in my class. I just don't go around yelling at anyone. And the supervisor listened to the story, and I said, I don't know. She says, She said, well, I'm glad that you're telling me your side of it, because there was going to be a follow-up, recommendations, something has to go into my file, all of it. The following week, same class, I saw Emily in the gym before I started teaching. And I made it a point to, what? What do you think I did? And you're going to find out as soon as we go to this quick commercial. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norton. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
And we are back. How is that for suspense? I love those suspense commercials. This is exactly what I said I did when I saw Emily. I looked at her and I said, good morning. Now her response was zero. There was no acknowledgement. She did not say good morning. I was totally ignored. I was ignored. The following week, go into my class, and guess who's in my class warming up on the spinning bike? It's my dear Emily, and she's got her earplugs in, so she's listening to music. And again, I've never been formally introduced to her. We've never had a conversation. And I walk in, and I see her in there, and she's got her earphones in so she can't hear me, and I'm beginning to start my class in about 5 or 10 minutes. And as soon as I start my class, and she doesn't acknowledge that I'm in there, as soon as she starts my class, she gets ready, and she's getting ready to get off the bike. And I look at her, and I said, hey, where are you going? Class is just starting. Oh, I've already warmed up. I have a client in about 10 minutes. I said, okay. I said, what's your name? Emily. I said, okay, Emily, have a good day. Do you see that there is a different way to respond to people when they're angry? And if you really want to talk about what's powerful, the most powerful bullet, weapon, dagger, knife that you can stab or shoot somebody with is the bullet of love. Honestly, if I had returned Emily's behavior, if I had returned her energy, I'm just like her. And there's a third part to this story. Now when I see Emily in the gym in the morning, guess what? I say good morning, and guess what Emily has been doing? She says good morning to me. And last week, she said good morning to me with a smile. I never mentioned the fact that she called the supervisor and basically told her a lie. Why would I? I have the power to maintain harmonious relationships. I am the only one that has the power to remain to maintain harmonious relationships, and so do you, my dear listener. I'm encouraging you, when you give back what the other person is giving to you, they're paralyzed. Not only are they paralyzed, they're crippled, they're confused. There is nothing they can do when you shoot that at them. Absolutely nothing. So that story was really important to me. And it was really important. Oh, hi, my people in the chat room. Let me read this. Yes, it kills them. That's right. It kills them even more when you do that. Yep. And if you really want to kill somebody, fix them a love sandwich. Truthfully, fix them a 3-decker, 5-decker sandwich of L-O-V-E. Now, let me share something else with you. And this story, you can ask it also. If you can always ask me a question if you want to call in. The number is 646-564-9619. But let me share this other story. And this story is about a 15-year-old girl who practices reality spirituality strategies. 15 years old. And her name is Sydney. And Sydney has friends, and some of the friends don't get along with each other. Some of Sydney's friends don't like each other, but they all like Sydney. They all get along with her. They all like hanging out with her company. And one day, one of Sydney's friends invited Sydney to an event. And when the other friend that doesn't like Sydney's friend found out about it, guess what this friend did? She began to give Sydney the silent treatment, the snub, the I'm not talking to you, the withdrawal, the punishing behavior, all of the stuff that I got pretty good at years ago. Now, this Sydney is 15 years old, mind you. And so Sydney noticed this behavior from her other friend and actually confronted her. And you know what she said? She says, hey, why are you treating me like this? And Sydney's friend said, well, you know I don't like Sarah, and you know I don't like her, and you're hanging out with her. And Sydney said, who's 15 years old, and that's the reason why you're treating me like this? And her friend said, well, yeah, this is the reason why, because I thought we were friends. I thought we were friends. And Sydney's reaction to that was, if I would have known that being your friend meant that you could be angry at me, that you would be angry at me if you did not like what I was doing, if you did not like who I kept company with, if you did not like that I enjoy other people's company, if I would have known that being your friend had those kind of strings attached, then guess what? I would have never signed up to be your friend. I would have never signed up to be your friend. Now, I've been guilty on both sides. I have in my life not, I have treated people differently because I did not like what they did, and they could feel my different energy. But what type of relationship is that? What type of relationship is that when you don't like somebody else's behavior, and so you're gonna be angry with them? Are you gonna be mad at them? Are you gonna start treating them differently? Are you gonna start pouting? Honestly, think about it. Would you enter into a relationship with somebody if you knew they were gonna treat you like that when they got mad? And I know some people, well, that's normal. No, it's not. It's not normal. We were conditioned to behave like that if our feelings got hurt or we were jealous of someone else or we didn't like what someone said. That's not normal to be upset with that. I mean, look at the animal kingdom, which I love. I love to just look at it. I mean, if one monkey is hanging out with another monkey, the other monkeys, they don't get mad. Being in a relationship with someone, in my humble opinion, does not give me the right to get angry, to be angry, to snub someone, to treat them differently if I don't like what they're doing. Because in reality, what they're doing is they're doing what they want to do. Sydney wanted to hang out with her other friend. People in my life are doing what they want to do, and I am going to get angry because I don't like what they want to do? God. I'm only laughing because you don't know how many years I got pissed off and I held grudges. Oh, I was the queen of holding grudges. I held grudges in my sleep. And so that's what I want to share with you. Holding grudges and behaving and acting a certain way because we call someone our friend or because someone is in our family or our relationship or our significant other. What? Is that the kind of friend you want to be, my dear listener? I cannot believe there's only 2 minutes left in this show. Well, I'm so glad that you joined me. And I also want to say that I'm not going to be on the air next week. I am going to be on the air on the 8th, but I will not be on the air on the 9th. I'm going to be in Long Island. So for my book release, and I wrote a chapter on important what's important in life, how to forgive, and that this life is a gift. I want to thank you for listening, and if you want to contact me, you can always go to info@RebeccaNorrington.com. You can go to my website if you're interested in any of my coaching sessions. Just go to www.RebeccaNorrington.com and go to my coaching page. You know, one of our greatest gifts that we are given is this, we're given this gift to choose. We're given this gift to choose our behaviors, our behaviors, what we say, our conversation. And I just want to ask you, how are you going to choose how you spend the rest of your precious moments? Happiness is a choice, and you have the ability to be as happy as you want to be. You have the choice. You have the choice to remain and sustain your happiness regardless of your external events. I want to thank you for listening, my dear listeners. go to info@RebeccaNorrington.com and send me an email and let me know that you want to be on the mailing list, and you will get my new monthly newsletter. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you. I love you. Talk to you next week. Have a wonderful week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.